Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
When did you buy your first home?
2015.
How much was it at that?
$360,000.
How much is it now?
$590,000.
He said it with a smile.
And I didn't pay anything.
As you should.
And mind you, $360,000, the mortgage has been paid down for 8 years by the tenants. I've been living for free. So that all, like, once I sell this thing, it's going to be all profit on top of 20 or 30 years of cash flow.
Are you getting positive cash flow now?
$1,700 a month from a place that I live.
Yeah, they know you're the landlord.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm like the coolest landlord. Yeah, yeah. Like my tenants love me. Like if I go do something big or something like that, I wouldn't tell nobody. But for this kind of stuff, and a lot of people be like, yeah, don't tell. Like, nah, man, get familiar with your tenants. Build a relationship with your tenants. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's a good thing. Like don't. In that way, it's easier for you to have certain conversations without people getting offended or anything. Like, hey, Ms. Jones, don't forget, it's the 5th. Make sure you pay your rent tomorrow. I ain't going to charge you a late fee, but make sure you, like, you know what I mean? It's just like you have these relationships and you can, like, you know, you watch people's kids grow up and just, like, all of these different things that I've gotten to learn and see as a landlord, man, it's actually pretty cool to have relationships with my tenants. And the main thing for me is, man, you treat people with respect. You provide quality living spaces for people. You don't do slumlord shit. I promise you, your tenants are going to take care of you. Like, they're going to take care of you because at the end of the day, this is their home.
And it's yours.
And it's mine. Yeah. And with them living here, how many people do you know like to tear up their own shit? It's rare. Of course, you see it sometimes. People live in some pretty fucked up places. But a lot of times in those situations, people don't care because the landlord ain't taking care of the property the way that they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. When you taking care of your stuff, people who have nice stuff, they like to keep it nice. I've never, before I was a landlord, I've never lived somewhere and I just tore the place up or nothing. Like, I like nice shit. So I like to, you know what I mean, take care of it, keep it nice. If I had company, I want my company. Oh, this is nice. Like, yeah, that's just common sense, right?
That's a fact. So can you refi out of NECA?
Hell yeah, boy. Rashad, I'm sitting on so much equity right now, right? So in order for me to go get a home equity line of credit and pull money out of a property that I own,
you got your income.
I gotta show income. And please go show income before you start talking about doing BRRRs and all of this kind of stuff, these terms that's all over the internet, because at the end of the day, you have to know the terms of doing these things before you go out and do it, because yeah, that's your money, but it ain't your money like it's your money in your pocket. You got to go get permission from the bank to access this money. And if you don't have a relationship with the bank and you can't show the bank that you're making money, the bank ain't going to hear that shit at all. They're going to be like, boy, this our money.
We own this. So talk about the pair space play, because you live in the one unit, but the one with your girlfriend, You are using pair space. Yeah. How you came in contact with it, and what's the play on that?
So pair space is something that I found out about when I was rapping. I used to, you know, have videographers or whatever, and we just always these dope places, but it would just be in the budget and what they charge me for. I'm like, bro, where you find this at, or whatever the case may be. And I would hear them talk about pure space, but I just never looked into it. So one day I was shooting some content at the new house. Like I said, it's fire. So I'm like, man, it's fire. I'm gonna shoot all kind of content in this house. My guy was like, bro, you should consider putting this house on pure space. You would check a bag. And I'm just like, that's the shit you've been telling me about all these years. He like, fam, I'm going to rent your house. I'm finna be calling you and renting your house. So the next day I went on pure space. You know, I went and took me some pictures of the property or whatever. Man, 2 days later, bookings, video shoots, photo shoots. People want to come and host dinner parties. It's just like,
Pair space is a vibe, and a lot of people still don't know about pair space.
And it's crazy, because the thing is, you can still live there. It's not like Airbnb, you have to be gone.
And there's different rules. Like Airbnb, a lot of these buildings, they don't even allow Airbnb. They don't allow it. And stuff like that, and they're cracking down. But like, we found out about pair space when we went to, we got the show Revolt, Isis Over Liability, shout out to Revolt. So when we do like offset locations where we film with different stuff. So we were in LA, and we were filming in LA at this house on the hills. And actually, was it Atlanta?
Atlanta.
We were in Atlanta, yeah. LA too, but Atlanta, we was filming an episode, and the lady who actually owned the house, she found out that we was filming there. So she stayed, because she was big fans of E1L.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she wanted to introduce herself. So then she started giving us the play, like, yeah, you know, I rent this out, the pair space. So then we went to LA, and then Revolt rented a spot there. So we was talking to like the production team and all that, and they like, yeah, and the good thing about pair space is that, especially like for that type of thing, it's only for a couple hours, as opposed to the whole night.
Yep.
And it's a lot more money, because it's like, this is Revolt, NBC, stuff like that, and that's coming to pay.
And you can have them come for 2 hours, NBC come for two hours, CBS come for 2 hours. Yeah. It's not like, all right, cool, we're getting $500 for the night. Yeah. Like, nah, you can run this shit up. And then, too, the crazy thing is, so I rent out my main floor, I rent out my office space, I rent out my bathroom, all separate. I can have three different things going on at the same time, getting three different bags, all from the same house.
So, pair space is more so, Airbnb is for people that want to come and stay the night and live there for a day. Pure space is for people that want to do production.
Yeah. And create or space, like host dinner, like parties, meetings, dinner parties, meetings, stuff like that.
Space music video, what we're doing here.
When we did our photo shoot, same thing. Somebody's residential home, you got like 5 hours to do it, take the pictures, put everything back the same way. By the time they come home from work, you just made $500 to $1,000 just coming on, home on the train.
If you live in a city that has like a media presence, like New York, Chicago, Atlanta, LA, there's always stuff happening.
Always stuff happening.
Always something's happening, whether it's a production, a music video, a dinner.
Man, I've had so many YouTube like sensations come and do stuff in my crib, like people with 2 million followers. I'm like, are you dude off of? Like, yeah, what up, fam? Like, it just be like, you know what I mean? It just be cool, like the kind of people you interact with and come across. And then too, another thing about peer space, I feel like God put it in my life for me to be, you know, a testimony to a lot of the young guys. I get a lot of Chicago rappers that come there. Mm. So when they see me look like this. You know what I mean? Sometimes I might spark up and smoke or something or whatever. They be like, you own this? I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm like, I own the building in the front too. Like, bro, how? I'm like, man, this the play. Go through the NACA program. All this money you flashing in this video, like go put that shit in an account. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, build a relationship with a bank. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll come in the house. They'll see, you know what I mean, the CNBC, the stock market on that. Like, bro, you into this? Like, I know I look like y'all. Yes, but this is my lifestyle. Like, I buy property. I invest in the stock market. I start businesses. I'm like, this is my clothing brand. You have a clothing brand? Yes, bro. Like, I'm really out here, like, going crazy. All because of NACA. Like,
I'm rich,
like, you feel me? Like, respectfully, humbly. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Whole time, like, yeah, y'all. And you can do the same thing. And when I talk to these guys like this, when I'm speaking their language and I'm speaking their lingo, they like, yo, I want to be like you. Like, I'm doing this shit.
Representation is important.
Yeah, they like, I'm doing this whole time thinking this is the only way for me to get rich. Here you are. You have thousands of people who follow you on Instagram. I'm trying to do everything that you're doing in a saturated lane. But here you are just flourishing in your own lane, doing your thing. I'm like, yeah, bro.
And like you said, you're not compromising who you are as a person.
None of that.
Or your safety.
None of that.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.